Can everybody say two words with me? Cancer free. There we go. This has been a nightmare, and God's blessed, and Kelly's strong. She's still having some kidney issues due to this. They overflowed her fluid, so the kidney is still kind of, I don't like it anymore. So, yeah, it's coming. And secondly, Zachary, we've been trying to get the county to give us waivers so he can, and they keep coming back. The last time they said they were going to give us a waiver that would basically send him to a workplace, but we'd have to send him there and bring him back. And right now with Kelly, we just don't have the time to do that. So we told them no, we needed respite. Leslie just called me yesterday. The county's going to give him an emergency waiver. And then when they get a full-time place for him, either where he gets emergency or one of the places that we really like to get, he can stay there. So all that has been answered through prayers from everybody. So just want to give everybody a good.
So Dwayne, we celebrate with you and Leslie and all of your family. God is good, isn't he? He is good. So as we would begin in worship here, the words of David in Psalm 103, which gives us direction on how we want to engage this morning. David says this, "Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Dwayne was sharing some of those this morning. "Who forgives all your sins, who heals your diseases." God is a God who heals. He's a God who healed cancer in Kelly's body. He is a God who heals. He is a God who redeems your life from the pit. He's a God who crowns you with love and compassion. He is a God who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Later on in the passage, he says this, that God does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. Who here this morning is grateful that the Lord does not repay you the way that you deserve to be repaid for your sin and iniquity? "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust." This is the nature and the character of our God. He is the God of compassion, and he welcomes us through Christ this morning. Come boldly, come confidently, come with all of your need before him, because he knows our weakness, and yet he says, "I am your Father who has deep compassion. Come, come, come." The God who forgives, the God who heals, the God who loves. Come with confidence this morning. You are welcome through Christ to come. Come, come to him. Amen? Father, thank you for who you are. God of compassion. God who heals. We celebrate. We celebrate, oh God, Kelly's healing, and we pray for the fullness for her kidney to completely wake up and to function properly. But we celebrate you, the God who heals, who does what doctors say, that doesn't happen. We acknowledge you as the healer. Thank you. We acknowledge the benefits that you give to us. Thank you for provision, for this waiver for Zach. God, you the one who cares for us in our need, who knows our weakness, who knows how we need your care. Thank you. And God, I'm sure there are other testimonies around here this morning of the ways in which we have seen your compassion, the ways in which we have seen your care, the ways in which we have experienced your forgiveness, your love, the ways in which we have known your welcome. God, may gratitude and worship and thanks fill our hearts this morning as we come. Lord, we come to you, the one who is the God of compassion and the God of comfort. Jesus, be lifted high in these moments. May we see you in a new and a fresh way, that you might be praised, and Father, that your kingdom would come and your will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven. Be glorified, we pray, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen. Yep, so for those up in the top and for those who are at home, the doctor said they've never had anyone go through one round of treatment and be cancer-free. So praise the Lord for that. He is a healer. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat a little bit today. Maybe a little lump, I don't know. Why don't you stand with me? I have to confess something to you all, y'all, yins. And I've just the past week or so, maybe a little more, I don't know. Any guys here, guys might know this, you just kind of, you have things on your mind and then things like build up and then they build up and then they build up and you're just walking around like, you know, you're all grumpy and frustrated and you just don't know. I'm the only one? Okay. I'm the only one. Well, anyway, now that I'm spilling my guts out here, yesterday was probably a really, like, things like were just so built up in me that I just, like, you know, was so, you know, I had a lot of anger and frustration in me and a slap in the face, because in James 4 it says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And I started to claim that this morning. Last night I was going to bed, I started thinking that, and this morning I started claiming that, and I just wanted to apologize to you, because I came here this morning with still some, like, stuff on my heart, like on my mind, and I had a certain layout of songs the way I was going to do it, and I decided, you know, I can't be the only one going through something like this right now, because there is a sermon that's coming today that I think, and I honestly don't know what it, I know what it's about, like it's about being comforted, right? But as you can probably see is in the notes there, but I really felt like this was an attack kind of from the enemy to try to bring me down and tear me down, because about three or four times, I picked up my phone to text Pastor Mark, to text Leah. Neither of them knew that because I didn't send. I wrote the whole message and then I delete, because I was like, there's no way I can do worship in the morning with this heart that I have, with what's going on inside me. And each time the Lord was like, no. And so I deleted it. And then half hour, an hour later, same thing, you know, all the way up until about 10:30 last night, I was going to wake Pastor Mark up from his sleep and say, sorry, you're on. No, but I really felt the Lord moving me to change the song at the beginning here. You may see the words up there right now. And the song's I Surrender All. And anything you got on your mind, anything in your life that's going on, any questions you have about your faith, anything, those are all, you know, lies from the enemy. Anxiety, fear, frustration, anger. It's rooted in selfishness, Lord God, I surrender my selfishness to you. I surrender my anger and frustrations to you, Lord. And pray with me now, because I know there's people out there that, whether it's on Facebook or what, I surrender my lack of faith in you, Lord. I surrender my anxiety and depression or hurt. If the church hurt you, I surrendered that. Lord, each and every one of us have something in our hearts that we need to surrender. Oh, to Jesus.
Jesus, my
our hearts to you. We lift our praise to you.